Alright, new theme, same me. Let's go. Okay, chat, how many victims do we have here today? About 1,000 viewers. Alright. I mean, I'm going to break my bank account buying a rope for all of you, but that's okay. For legal reasons, that was a joke. So I've got something a little different for all of you today before we begin. I wanted to have a little conversation with you guys, something a bit more serious than usual. I hate to break character, which is why I almost never do it, but I will just for a little bit, just for this little talk. So some of you might know, some of you might not, but recently there has been a small controversy about me, and I just wanted to clear up all the misunderstandings and misinformation surrounding it. So there was this comment I received, and I won't say who posted it, if you know, you know. And in this comment, the commenter was basically going off a bit how I'm creepy and my whole personality is wrong and everything. Which I mean, I portray a yandere, you know? So what do you expect, right? It's my character, it's not me. But anyway, as a response to this comment, I posted an IP address. Now, some people are saying that I posted the commenter's IP address, and that's really messed up, and that's a form of doxing. Some people are even saying that I meant it as a legitimate threat. But let me clarify. So the IP address I posted was not a real IP address. There are a bunch of different websites where you can generate IP addresses, and I just took one of those for a joke. Because it's a funny joke, right? It really plays into my character. Some random person calls out a yandere over the internet, and then the yandere immediately absurdly escalates things, right? This extreme and sudden response is funny. There's a lot of humor in that, as long as you understand that it's a joke. But of course, some people can't separate reality from fiction, and they didn't understand that it's a joke, and they thought I was the kind of person who would actually do something like that. Now, maybe, the website I went to gave me a real IP address. As in, one that is actually in use, and if that was, I had no way of knowing. My assumption was that it wasn't in use, so if that happened, then that's real unfortunate, and I'm really sorry that happened. Some people are saying that it was a real IP address, but I have no idea if they're just trolls or not. I assume they are, because what are the chances that the website gave me a real IP address, right? Like, out of all the possible combinations, would it really give me a real one? Anyway, that's all I really wanted to say about the matter. I guess the point I'm trying to make is that I don't actually do creepy stuff like that. You know, I'm not the type of person to actually stalk someone in real life or do yandere things, you know? It's all just a gag. Like, come on, chat. Do you guys really think that I'm a yandere in real life? That'll be silly. You gotta be kidding me. Thanks for backing me up, chat. I really appreciate the support. I know I can always count on you. You know what? No, that's on me. I should have seen that coming. Seriously, dude. This is the one time I'm breaking character since forever. I don't track anyone's real-life information. I'd never do anything like that. I don't do any of that stuff or stalking or threatening people I feel threatened by. I promise, behind the screen, I'm just a normal person. And if anyone in the chat disagrees, please just get out now. Seriously? Chat. Please, I think... Wow. That's a sudden drop. You guys really took that to heart. You know? I think you're all taking things a little bit too literally here. And now we're just down to one victim. Two, actually, if you count me. Still, though, I'm glad that if there's one victim remaining, it's you. You were my first viewer, so it's fitting that you'd be the last to leave. Thank you for sticking with me all this time. I can't believe the chat left me too. The entire chat! Well, other than you, obviously, which I appreciate. But still! I'm going through something really difficult right now. And the chat thinks, okay, now's the time to leave. Yeah, I kind of pulled that one on myself, but it was just an expression. But that's okay. You stayed. That's all that matters to me. I really don't think I'm in the wrong here. That commenter was being really, really rude. They weren't just insulting me over the yandere stuff. They were also insulting my audience. And that includes you, obviously. You specifically. They were pulling that Paris usual card that haters always use. Saying that I'm not really friends with my viewers and they're not really friends with me. Which, might I remind you, includes you specifically. They were calling you delusional. Who are they to say our friendship isn't real? Who made them an authority on relationships? I talk to you all the time, don't I? Back when I first started, it was just the two of us, remember? I talk to you personally, all the time. That's interaction, isn't it? Meaningful, real interaction. I talk to you all the time, just like in-person friends do. And you talk to me directly, right back. You told me about your day, I told you about mine, we laughed, we joked. We still laugh and joke, just like in person, real friends. We are real friends, aren't we? I think of you as my friend. Don't you think of me as your friend too? Right? We're friends! If we say we're friends, then no one has the right to say otherwise. Our relationship isn't anyone else's business. They can just stay bitter. A lot of people say that in a parasocial or an online relationship like this, well, I don't want to call it purely an online relationship, more like an online focused. Because, I mean, if we met in person, we'd be friends in person, right? You told me what city you live in, right? And I was looking at flights to your city, and they're really not that expensive. Sorry, that was an in-character joke. But what I was saying is, a lot of people say an online relationship is less legitimate because online you can control what information you show. You can hide a lot about yourself. I mean, you've never been to my house, right? For all you know, I've actually got a shrine to you in here somewhere. But you can say that about real life too. You can hide so much. People are so fake these days. Well, I assume it was always like that though. The thing is, online you have more freedom to be yourself, I feel. When you're going out just day-to-day life, it's always so suffocating. You have to be careful about how you act because there are real social consequences. But online, even if you act weird, what's the worst that can happen? Assuming you're not using your real-life identity. You get banned from a server or a website or something, when you can just make a new account anyway. It's not a big deal. The consequences for being yourself are way smaller online. If I acted like myself in real life, my siblings and my parents would probably disown me. Honestly, you know me way better than even my siblings or my parents do. And I spend way more time with you compared to them too. So, who has the right to say I'm not your friend? That commenter was trying to say that saying that the viewers are the only ones emotionally invested in the relationship is so one-sided. Well, that's not true of our relationship now, is it? Mine and yours. Sure, you watch all my streams all the time, and I know it's a lot of effort because it's not your job or anything. I know you always take care to comment and support me so often, and I really appreciate that. You're very invested in me, which is something I love so much about you. But I'm invested too. I pay artists for art. I bought all this expensive audio and recording equipment. I practiced my voice work and studied algorithms and everything. I did so much just to have a sort of platform I could use to talk to you. Would a normal, in-person friend put in that much effort and work for you? Doesn't all my effort make our relationship mutual? Maybe our relationship isn't typical, but if anything, it's even greater. And that commenter, that stupid, naive commenter, was trying to tell me how I don't know you, how I don't know the real you, how you hide everything behind a computer screen. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. I knew so much about you. I knew everything about you, even the parts you've never told me. I knew your name, and I'm not just talking about your account name. I'm talking about your real name. I knew your hobbies, even the old ones you gave up. I knew your interests, the things you love, the things you hate, the people you hate. It makes me hate them too. I knew who's close to you. I knew your hopes. I knew your dreams. I knew your fears and desires. I knew all your little insecurities, which, by the way, I personally don't think are justified. I knew all the things you try to hide even from yourself. I knew you better than you even know yourself. There isn't anyone in the world who knows you like I knew you. And yet that stupid random nobody thinks my relationship with you is fake. I have done so much just to get even a little bit closer to you. Do you have any idea how hard it was to track all your info down? To get your photos, your phone number, your address? But no, they still think my love for you is fake. Even though I would do anything for you. I would kill or die for you. I would sell my soul for you. I would travel across the world for you. In fact, I've already booked a flight.
Oh, that was... Would you believe me if I told you that was just an in-character joke?